Hi, everyone. Welcome to our podcast. My name is Marguerite, and I have the privilege here to, let's make it right. So I am beyond excited to announce that 2020 is the year that we explore two new themes, music and sports. And today I have a very, very special guest, the first of our sports category. My next guest is an intellectual and a professional soccer coach who lives and works in New York City, originally from Congo. He is also the founder of the Pan-African Ndembo Ujana. I strongly recommend checking out his blog and supporting his project, the PNU. The site link is available in the description. Welcome, Coach Vita.
Hey, Marguerite. Thank you for having me.
What a joy having you here to discuss about African soccer with a special overview on coaching of our players. So, I've recently met Coach Vita and had the privilege of discussing soccer with him. Then I thought that more people would definitely benefit from his studies and field experience. Coach Vita is one of the most brilliant inspiration of our African soccer. I know it's a large statement, but he does know his craft and is engaged in reforming our soccer environment. He is a certified coach working with young players from anywhere from 8 to 18 years old. Coach Vita has worked as a soccer coach with the New York Red Bull, the Harrison Breakers Club, and more. Furthermore, he is working on a professional coaching book and is the founder of the Pan-African Ndembo Ujana organization, which aims to provide technical coaching support and an international quality structure to young people in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Wow. Quite frankly, I am impressed. And from what I've learned about you is that you started very young, and despite the difficulties and other options available to you at that time, I'm thinking about your basketball talents, you still decided to pursue soccer and become a certified coach. Would you please tell us a little bit about this choice, Coach Vita?
Yeah, thanks again for having me over, Marguerite. So, you know, soccer and I, it's a long story. It has been a part of my life for as long as I could remember. Since I was a kid, you know, 4, 5, 6 years old, you know, playing soccer with my friends, with my brothers, and on the streets after eating, after having breakfast, and you know, it was just a daily thing. And you know, that's how my passion grew. And then after that, you know, I had to move to the United States. Mm-hmm. And, you know, from there, mm-hmm. I realized that I wanted to do something with my life, you know, mm-hmm. you know, kind of like running away from capitalism, like working for a purpose, not just working to make money.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was thinking, I was like, how can I do it? Because, you know, I didn't want to work being miserable. Mm-hmm. And I was like, why can't I just do something that I enjoy and that I can even do for free, that I have done for free, that at the same time can be like a passive income for me, you know, an income for myself. So I was like, yeah, here we go. So I thought about soccer, and I was already, you know, grown enough to not become a soccer player anymore. I was in my 20s. It was too late because, you know, soccer gets to start very young, and we're going to talk about it, you know, later. And, I found myself coaching. I found myself coaching. I started like learning and taking classes and, you know, just coaching at schools and organizations. And I was like, there we go. I think I found it. And I decided to mix my passion and work, to link them together, to put them together so that I can have fun, you know, live with a purpose and just enjoying my life.
Enjoying your life and your work,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, doing the same. And then, exactly. So, yeah, not being miserable and just working and having fun every day, every week. So it's amazing. I've been having fun and loving my life for the last few years.
That's awesome, really. And honestly, when we think about Africa, when we think about where we come from and our continent and all that, what comes up in mind is generally speaking, is like the difficulties that we have there and how people struggle and to make a living and just survive in all that chaos, you know, chaos that they show us. But you know, there's more than chaos in Africa. So, and honestly, I rarely see soccer as a, it's a getaway for most of the people who play it. It's a passion, they enjoy doing it, I guess, but I've never really envisioned soccer for becoming more than just a getaway and really shape people, build personality and just be like a teacher, a life teacher. And that's what you're doing. That's the beauty of your work, is that in something that we use as like, that's also the beauty of sports. It's just something that, that, you know, that make people feel and vibrate and live. And honestly, the fact that you've decided to become a soccer player and impact young players that way, by giving them more than just a getaway to their daily lives, is awesome, really.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, you know, it's as I said, I didn't have the age anymore, and I decided to just teach it, and I think it's also very important in the world of soccer.
It is. It definitely is. For all right, for someone who doesn't really know African, what we do with soccer, can you just explain to us what's going on in Africa and what is the place that soccer occupies in our lives and societies?
Okay. You know, soccer in Africa, it's like a religion, I want to say. Like, it's like basketball in the United States. If you don't if you don't play soccer, you at least have to watch it. If you don't, like they barely give you a choice. Like everybody like watches it like at home. Like you have no choice, and it's just like
that's true. That is so true.
So African soccer is pretty much the same as European soccer, meaning it's basic simple. Let me explain what I mean by that. It's we have national teams in Africa. We have clubs as well. So how does that work?
Mm-hmm.
On clubs, you have divisions, which are levels of kids, of players. You have the third division, sometimes fourth division. You have the third, the second, and the first division, based on levels. So and different African federation as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the more, when you get to the first division, then you play, that's like playing the national highest level, okay? And the second division is like the one that comes right before it. So when you win, when like you play like a championship and
local,
end up being a local championship for each country. Yeah, I'm just talking about like one country for now, so we understand how it goes for around
every
Africa. So that team, the two best teams of each division stepped up to the next division, the next level of the division. Like from, if you were in the third division, if you like the first second. And the second, you get to the second division. And if you end up being the first or the second, or even the third of the second division, you get into the first division. And at the end of the tournament, if your team are the last one, has less
winner.
Points as possible, like you get how do you say it? You get back to the division, the inferior. Like you have to, every game has 3 points winning. If you win, you have 3 points. If you lose, you have 0 points. Obviously, if this is a tight game, you have 1 point. So that's how it works in the clubs. And when you get to the national, you then can play the African tournament
clubs,
not national teams. That's just clubs.
I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah, that's just, you know, against clubs, against each other, and
we also have the most popular one that we have is certainly the countries playing against each other, right?
Yeah, that's we had both actually, but that's where I'm getting now. And then we have the national tournament. So how does that work? We get every player who has been very performant for from the soccer clubs. We the coach, the main coach, the head coach select them to make a national team. So he takes players from the clubs, and then so he can make from the clubs from his respective country or in Europe. You know, he makes a team, and then they can play the national tournament or even the world tournament, the World Cup or the Olympics tournament and stuff like that.
Yeah, it does make sense. Yeah.
Yeah. So we have the senior team, we have the under 21, we have the under 17, but not every country in Africa, unfortunately, are doing the under 21, the under 17, lack of structure. So we
cannot even talk about it. It is very true. So, but tell us a bit more about performance. Like, how do our players do? Because I know, like, European players or like Brazilian players or Colombian players are really, really famous. How about us African players? How do we do on the international ground? Are we considered performant? Are we considered good?
We are considered good. In a row, I want to say, you know, when you have something that's good with that structure, it doesn't always go well for them.
Yeah.
You know, like, we are good, but we are missing
rough,
something.
Like a rough diamond.
Exactly. We're missing organization. We're missing structures. We're missing, you know, this kind of preparation. We're missing discipline. These kind of things. Like, African players are very great, and I would put them at the same level as Brazilian players. Like, I'm not, this is what I think. Yeah, yeah, this is what I think. Like, we're really that good, but the thing is we just have lack of structures and lack of disciplines, not so many organizations, you know, and stuff like that. That's the reason why we are not really seen in the world. We need to first organize ourselves in the continent. And then from there, if we are organized enough, you know, things are going to change, and so we can see even better stuff in the future.
Good. Well, that's where you intervene. That's why we have you, Coach Vita, so you can get us all shaped and you know, like a dough. You just have to work those players and make sure they get where they need to be, right?
Yep.
Yeah. So what like you kind of mentioned it, like the difficulties by saying that, you know, that we lack a certain structures and then some discipline, but those are difficulties. I was just going to ask you, like, for like at the level of the young player, what would be the main difficulties for them? What do they encounter on their daily lives?
At the level of young players, it's as simple as it is. It's organization. Mm-hmm. It's knowing what to eat, knowing how to eat, knowing how to take care of your body. It's just these simple things, knowing how to do like physical exercises, knowing how to be organized, because, you know, it's a mind thing. Once a kid can organize himself since a young age, it becomes like a habit, and his dream becomes, it's taking form, you know what I mean? It's taking form, and it's getting easier for the young player to dream, you know, to become a professional soccer player. So it's all about organization, even in the young age. It's that means it's all about academies. We have to have academies with good structures. We have to have good teachers, good coaches that can lead the kids to become this professional soccer players, and these coaches have to know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They have to know what they're doing so that the kid can give the best of themselves. Yeah. The better the coaches, the better the training sessions, the better the training sessions, the better the players at the young age, the better players at the young age, the better future in soccer players, the better national team, the better soccer teams in nation, the better we become, like, and then we can even dream of winning the World Cup. Like, he has to start from the young age, and Yeah. Even when I'm talking about the World Cup, it's also one of my dreams. Like the African National Cup, the World Cup, all these international cups, those are my targets. Like literally thinking about that and doing my best and working on that project. Like I really want to make it happen. And I know it can happen. It just has to be
Like just right there, like with this World Cup, like a couple years ago, we didn't do it. It is actually last year. We didn't do that bad. We went far, I guess. Not guess. It was true. Come on, tell me, what did we do last year? Like with the international World Cup, soccer World Cup.
It wasn't that bad, as you said. I forgot a little bit which team went all the way. I think it was Senegal, if I have a good.
Yay!
I don't want to say anything that I don't want to put people in the wrong way. But like, yeah, we did well. But the thing is, we have a problem even in the professional level, which that problem has to be fixed since the young age. And even by coaches themselves, most of the players that go and play the World Cup don't think and don't go to win it. They just go to participate to the tournament. And you can't have that kind of mindset. You know what I mean? Your mindset has to be, I'm going to win this competition. I'm not just going to participate.
I didn't
come here just so they can beat me, or I just participate. I'm just going to play 3 games and then go back home. You have to have a mindset that I'm going there to win. And you have to prepare the mindsets, since the younger age, the coaches' jobs, the structures, the organization jobs, and so that the kids can grow up like that. We literally go and play the World Cup so that we can just participate. And that's a shame, I would say. Every single year, like, I can't, just few countries, not even, you only have few players that don't have that complex and want to make it to the
top.
But if it's only one player or two or three, this is not enough.
It's not enough.
Soccer, it's a team. It's 11 players on the field. Everybody has the same mindset and work toward the same goal and believe in the same thing. Don't just play and participate. You know that's one thing I'm very ashamed of as an African. We need to change our mindset.
Well, speaking of changing mindset, that's what you're doing with your organization, the Pan-African Dembo Ujana, PNU, actually is on the field and doing some charity, true, but doing more than that. So can you just tell us a little bit more about it and what do you see yourself doing with the Pan-African Dembo Ujana?
Yeah, so the Pan-African Dembo Ujana, it's a soccer organization that I created last year. And it's a soccer organization intended to help kids and young people across Africa by teaching them soccer, by managing them. It's a platform for African talents in soccer. It's a future soccer academy and coaching education center. We're gonna be taking care of all the kids' issues, problems, like managing them since the younger age and providing them soccer school and also teaching coaches, as I was saying before, so that they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, so we're creating it. Last year, we started by giving away some stuff that we brought for them as a charity.
Soccer gears.
Yeah, we're trying to do it whenever we can. And we did that in Togo, in Congo Brazzaville, and Congo Kinshasa. So the organization is about like promoting the kids. There is like a soccer school. There will be a soccer school. There will be a coaching school. And we are now in a stage that we are just building it at the moment somehow. But it already started at the same time because it's also charity. Because to me, it's important to even. If myself, I do need help, but when I can't help, I also help those that need help more than I do. So it's also one of the things that we're doing that we have already started doing. So helping all the kids in the soccer world, and we also already promoting some kids in the soccer world, now working on the soccer school and the coaching school.
Good, good. That's a really big project, and I can't wait to see you doing more. And I just, yeah, honestly, it's going to be awesome because I don't personally, in Senegal, I just know we have soccer clubs, but I do not see like a real organization that is taking seriously teaching soccer.
Senegal like, is one of my targets, actually, now that you're talking
right?
about Senegal.
Yeah, come to started, business there. We, come on in.
It's, you know, it's a long term project, but you know, it's what it is. We're starting in Kinshasa for the soccer school and the coaching center. We're gonna start in Kinshasa and then to Brazzaville and Dakar and Dakar in Senegal. And because you know,
Let's
as I said, the name of the organization is Pan African Limbojana.
Yeah, of course.
Pan African organization that, you know, has that actually want to be all over Africa and Africa to have all the kids around Africa. So yeah, Senegal is one of it's like the second or the third country that we that I thought about going and, you know, and building some stuff. PN and Pan African Limbojana as well.
I can't wait to see that. If you're going, take me with you. I'm coming too.
I'll make sure you're there.
I can be useful. I know I cannot play soccer, but I can certainly talk and talk.
Trust me, you won't have choice. You're gonna have to watch at least, as I said in the beginning.
There we go. That's being useful as well. All right, how can we support the PNU? I know you rely in donations because you're doing some charity work, but also to get all this going, not all going, but just keep on going. How can we support you?
Yeah, the charity, it's simple. I have a blog website. It's going to be linked up with you, I believe, correct?
Yes, I do. I will add it to the description.
And,
it's going to be
I also have an Instagram account and Facebook. We mostly use Instagram, and we have our email address as well. My Instagram, I have two Instagrams for my professional soccer coach, which is Coach Vita
2-4-3.
One word. And the other one, it's PNU_center. That's for PNU, that stands for Pan African Limbojana. It's linked up to my coaching page anyway. And once you go there, you'll see all the links possible and to make your donation. You can reach out to us so we can do some charity, or even if you want to help out with my coaching education as well, because you know my next diploma that I'm getting, it's going to be $3,000, and the other one's going to be, I believe, $5,000, $10,000. It's very expensive, all these things. And also, you know, trying to find a way to build and to buy the place so that we can start, physically speaking, our academy. So the link is really be there. Just click on it and go, and then see how we can help.
We can do that. We can certainly do that. So, all right. In the lighter topic, who is your favorite player?
My favorite player, well, in general, or the one that's still playing at the moment.
How about someone that like a legend, maybe somebody old, but then somebody who's playing.
All right. So my favorite player ever is Ronaldinho. It's a Brazilian player.
I like him too. Of course, I know him.
I don't know if you know about him.
I know him very much. He's very handsome. I know him.
Yeah, that's my favorite player. He makes me fall in love with soccer, actually. I mean, I already love soccer, but like watching him play was just...
He's good. Yeah. He's definitely good.
So I have two,
he's still playing, right? He's still playing, right?
No, he doesn't play no more. And there is another one who is my second favorite player. And that one still plays. His name is Trezor Mputu. He plays for the TP Mazembe in the Congo, and he's an international Congolese player. Also an amazing player.
Okay, good. And any book have you read that you've read recently that you liked? Any favorite book?
Yeah, I just finished reading this book called or named How to Become a Football Agent. It's, you know, I'm just reading it, so I have some knowledge of it because, you know, we're going to be forming also agents. As you said, we're going to have an agency for kids in Africa. So I'm just you know, teaching myself how these things work. I'm also reading some books about Zlatan Ibrahimovic, which is also a soccer player.
Okay.
Yeah, so far.
You're really centered soccer. I can see that.
Yes, I am. Yes, as I said, you know, you got to find something you're having fun doing.
You certainly found your one. Okay. All right. So I'd like to ask you a last question. Who would you like to hear on our podcast? Who would you like to refer?
Oh, okay. Do you mind if I suggest you two people, two persons?
Oh.
So I'll let you pick. So I'll suggest you David Saidi, who is the founder of a soccer organization that I work with. The name of the organization is Éclat Sport. And also a soccer coach that I know that also has a soccer organization here named Coach Odeyele Olatumsun. I will send you the name if you didn't really get it. So
yeah,
these two guys are very amazing, and those are the people I would suggest you to get in touch
with. We'll bring them along. We'll bring them here and talk more about soccer.
That would be great. I can't wait to listen to them.
Yeah, certainly. And I'd like to say that our interview is also available in French. Coach Rita is bilingual and more than bilingual. And really... And let me see. We haven't spoken about your book yet. And what are you doing with your book? How far along are you?
So my book is a soccer manual writing. I'm writing session plans to make it easier for the coach in Africa. I'm actually writing it for in French. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, the plan is to start the soccer organization in a French-speaking country in the Congo, where I'm from. Mm-hmm. And I'm writing this manual that's going to have over 50 sessions from age 8 to 16, I want to say, 15, 16. It's going to be like a Bible for the coaches. Like, you know, whenever you want to make a session plan, you can take a look at it and then use it on your training, get inspired from it. And I'm working on it. I already wrote over 40 of the sessions. I need to write over 100. And then from there, I'm going to eliminate 50 or maybe 40 and then put them in work and print them out for the organization. So everything is great. It's the work is
it's a long process. Yeah.
Work on it.
Yeah. Good. Well, what would be your final words? We've reached the end of the interview.
Pardon me?
Le mot de la fin, your final thoughts or words?
Oh, my life. Be well, everyone. Thank you for taking time for listening to me, and thank you, Margot, for giving me your platform to talk about what I love and to present PNU.
It is very nice having you here, Coach Rita. Thank you very much for coming in, and thank you everyone for making it this long. Stay tuned for more about Africa. Goodbye now.
Bye bye. Thank you.